Guys, let's save a relationship today.
All right.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Sounds good.
And not sure if you've all noticed, but we're kind of in the middle of a pandemic.
What do you mean?
And it's kind of slipped under the radar for a while.
I haven't seen it in the headlines.
No. Not at all.
But, and, you know.
The news should really cover this.
They should. I know we talk a lot about how hard it's been for single people who've been trying to date and socialize during all this.
Yeah.
But it's also been tough for couples who've been struggling to keep the spark alive while spending 24 hours a day together.
I will say, the last year, I have spent more time with my husband than ever before, but I'm still coming into the office. I don't think that I can compare my situation with other people's.
Yeah, and I mean, outside of watching Netflix for 5 straight hours a day, it's not easy to think of fun activities to do together to keep things exciting in the relationship.
Yeah.
But luckily, one publication has stepped up to help couples in quarantine. I'm talking about Cosmo magazine.
Oh no!
Yes.
I love Cosmo.
Do you really?
Yeah, duh.
I didn't know people were still reading this.
Their love and dating experts over at Cosmo have come up with a list of things you can do with your significant other in lockdown that don't involve your TV.
Okay.
And
all right.
I do all sorts of stuff with my husband that doesn't involve a television.
I know. You don't even do it with him. It's great.
You want me to go into detail?
Maybe.
No.
Well, no. I don't want you to ruin anything that's probably on this list of great ideas from Cosmo magazine. I'm sure they're not going to be corny or weird at all.
Okay. No.
So let's get into it.
You know I love corny and weird. Give it to me.
Their first suggestion is read to each other. They say,
like out loud?
Yeah, they say books are like TV shows that have subtitles and no pictures.
No.
Way to sell it, Cosmo.
That's a terrible idea.
That's when you find out they can't read.
Oh my God.
They say there's something intimate about lounging on the floor and listening to your partner recite the words from your favorite novel.
No, there's something that makes you feel like you're reading to a child. And it's like, that's icky.
I feel like you would try this and then 2 minutes later, you'd both be asleep.
Yeah. Seriously.
Their next suggestion is give each other hand massages.
I love hand massages.
I can be down for that.
They're just so hand? Good. No. You ever had a hand massage?
I don't think so.
There's a lot of...
Maybe when I get a manicure, they sometimes...
They are amazing.
They say it's not quite as committal as a full body massage, but it's a nice gesture and doesn't take too much effort.
Yeah.
Well, oh my gosh.
I could see that.
Yeah, I would love any massage from my husband. He still owes me one from a bet we made 5 years ago on the Super Bowl, and I am still waiting for him to pay up on it.
Didn't he just do something really nice for you?
Yeah, he does all sorts of nice things. Oh, pay up on your bets, man. Oh.
Wow. Okay. Jeez. You got like the mob over here.
Yeah, maybe we should go through the rest of this list for Brooke's sake.
Yeah.
Their next idea is take an online apology language test and compare results.
What does that mean? What is that?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's a test that tells you how you prefer to give and receive apologies. And then they say afterwards, try practicing an apology on each other to prepare for the next time you fight.
That'd be a lot more fun if there was a different word after give and receive.
Yeah. Just don't mess up in the first place.
What a horrible date night idea to practice for the fight nights.
Yeah, exactly. Training.
Their next suggestion is DIY something for your home.
You guys do that a lot, I think.
No, I do it. We have different projects.
Okay.
It's not good to work on projects together all the time.
Okay.
Ask any couple that has ever built an IKEA furniture set together.
Oh my goodness, how that went.
Yeah. I don't know. I bet you it ended with some pretty sweet, intimate moments.
Ooh, or maybe a hot apology session.
Yeah. I think that's more like it, Jose.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about recommendations from Cosmo magazine for date activities that you and your partner can do during the pandemic together besides just watching Netflix. Mm-hmm. Their next suggestion is learn a TikTok dance.
Oh, that could be fun. I'm into this.
Are you?
Have you tried this, Brooke?
No. Dance with my husband?
Yeah.
For TikTok.
I mean, TikTok dance.
You guys, that is really sweet.
It would
sweet.
Be really funny. I'd love to see it.
He hates social media.
Yeah, he does. That's why it'd be so funny.
They say, to be honest, this fun and playful activity could take you all day and bring you closer together than any TV show on Netflix ever could.
All day? I could see that. Like, no, you're doing the steps wrong.
I said in 5, 6, 7, 8.
Their next idea, go to a local chocolate shop.
Okay.
And they say, take turns trying the chocolates from assortment boxes and guessing the flavor.
Wait,
this is sexy and erotic. And that cocoa goodness is actually an aphrodisiac.
Oh. Stealing samples?
That's what I feel like. I'm like, ma'am, you gotta pay for that.
It's kind of weird that they want you to guess the flavor. It's like, think this one's still chocolate. Just like the last four.
Also, I'm diabetic. Can we not? I made three pieces of chocolate.
No, Cosmo says that we need to do this to keep our love alive, Jose.
I'm insulin ready for this romantic date.
They also recommend taking a box of chocolates into the bedroom and letting the fireworks fly.
Oh, my God. Now I can disappoint you twice?
I'm going to go, yeah. Food in the bedroom is one of those overrated things. It just turns into a mess.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Their last recommendation from this list is spy on your neighbors together.
Wait, what?
Whoa!
That sounds kind of fun.
Brooke's laughing. Can you do this?
They say, a few years ago, you might go out to a restaurant and secretly listen into a couple's conversation next to you.
Yeah.
However, since the health crisis, restaurants are out. But you can still do the same fun thing, this time with your neighbors.
Buy
an inexpensive telescope off Amazon, some spyware, and see what you two can come up with.
I'm not going to lie, this is my favorite one on the list.
Oh, Brooke talk. She has a story.
What's going on, Brooke?
My husband.
Who did you spy on?
I don't spy on anyone, but my husband has been working from home and spends a lot of time at home.
Uh-huh.
And he will text all of our neighbors across the street at different times when he sees them outside. He'll be like, hey, Alan, be careful on the roof.
Like, I see you out there, buddy.
Let Alan clean his chimney in peace, Michael.
He's the supervisor of the whole.
He is. And look, he's doing the work for your guys' relationship. He's practicing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, Nevis, there's a package on your doorway. Do you need me to go get it for you? No, honey.
He's like trying to be nice, but it doesn't come off
that way. The
neighbor
hero.
Like, stop watching us.
Yeah.
Weird
creepy.
Text into 78592. Tell us if any of these ideas sound like something you want to try with your partner later tonight.
Oh.
Take a video of it and send it over to the show because I want to see.
Yeah, we all want to watch.
I don't recommend the neighbor one.
Okay. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.